big stream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the vaunted, dreaded day. The day of the pole shift. The day of the planets aligning with the sun in a magnetic field set to trigger ultra-massive coronal ejections from the sun, fabled to vaporize the Earth. Nibiru, Planet X, death comets, Thundar the Barbarian-type destruction. Well, my friends, so far we're halfway or more globally into 2012. And soon we can leave this hoax behind. And I hope there aren't any mass suicides. I hope there aren't any mass killings in association with it. Because when you have the mainstream media, and that's who's pushed this, running around for decades saying that we probably have the end of the world. I mean, mainstream news saying that, giving it credence. I am surprised that we have not seen more bedlam. But I do have a report here. Some thought massive power outage in Annapolis marked the end of the world. Well, if you were on a respirator and the hospital didn't have backup power, it would be. And in about 3 to 4 weeks of the power went off, the nuclear reactors would all melt down. There's 400 plus of those. So there's a lot of real threats we face, but no one ever seems to want to get focused and concerned about those. They're concerned about whatever the media hypes. Just like people still, most people will not swim in the ocean. They think Jaws is going to eat them because of the 1972 film. I know I beat that dead shark to death, but that's what this whole shooting hysteria is about. And I've got to say this. You know, the issue of our magazine that came out 3 weeks ago in late November, the December issue, This Man Wants Your Guns, and said he would use executive orders to do it, and the UN treaty, it wasn't hard to predict. People are like, wow, how'd you predict that? It's like predicting that a person that weighs 600 pounds is going to go pig out on ice cream. It's not a hard prediction. Or it's like predicting an alcoholic is going to drink a bunch of alcohol, a non-reformed alcoholic or something. This is a no-brainer. And this morning I happened to be going around on YouTube looking for news clips, and I ran into a National Democratic Party talk show host. I'm not even giving these people attention because they have such small audiences. And the person was admitting that, you know, these pro-gun people that think there's a world government forming, they're dangerous, and people are listening to them, and, we're ignoring them, saying we've taken over. But really, that's just spin. These people are dangerous. We've got to get their guns now. And that's the thing. These globalists really think they're in charge, because for so long they just tell you, hey, this is the way it is, and then everybody just goes, oh, well, you're the authority. Absolutely. But watching this person, because it was video of the radio show, lecturing people about how there's no world government, there's no new world order, and no one wants your guns. In fact, that's the spin the last few years. Nobody wants your guns, but we are going to take them. No one wants your guns, but we are going to take them. And I'm like, listen, do you understand that I'm not in a trance like the general public? And more of the public's waking up out of the trance, and, you know, you can sit there and, like a magician can put somebody in a trance and you know, tell them that a potato is an apple and they'll believe it. Listen, bud. Well, I mean, you see him on the news. Bloomberg, there's a new headline out saying no one's more pro-Second Amendment than him. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the governor of New York is announcing that it's in the New York Times that they want to make you turn your guns in, but they'll pay you for them. Forced buybacks. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe a lot of gun owners would agree with AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be off. We will take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, we are blasting out worldwide, and it is the 21st day of December 2012, and this day is already halfway past or more in some parts of the world, already getting ready to go into December 22nd. by the grace of God, there has not been too much crime or hysteria taking place around the world. We'll be going over some of that news, but cross our fingers, say a prayer. I hope that people don't do anything crazy today, though people are always doing things that are crazy. Obviously, we had predicted, it wasn't hard, that the Mayan prophecy, which really wasn't even a Mayan prophecy, that the world would end, was a fraud. And we, of course, predicted that. It was not hard to do. Though the globalist and many of their Illuminati writers, we did a special report on this last week that's online titled 2012 Doomsday Secrets Revealed, that Terrence McKenna and many others in the last 30, 40 years put out this idea, and they actually say it's the beginning of the Luciferian Age, or as New Agers would call it, the Age of Aquarius. So this is a very important date to the Illuminist. And they believe this is the kickoff of their big takeover. And you can notice they're moving very, very quickly on a lot of different fronts. Yeah, there it is. 2012 Doomsday Secrets Revealed Special Report. Just type that into your NSA two-way spy system, and it will come up for you there on Google. All right, ladies and gentlemen, David Icke, because, I mean, you got to have David Icke on 2012. He's been saying it's a fraud for decades. But he believes that by 2016, the New World Order will be reversed, that there will be a true awakening, and that this is a counterfeit awakening that they're pushing. And he's a very intelligent person. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he says, but he'll be on with us coming up in the second hour today. And then we will continue with open phones as well. Okay, let me just stop here for a moment and just read to you a few headlines. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. We covered this at the end of the show yesterday. We're going to continue today because the story is just off the charts incredible, and people know it's amazing, and it's getting a lot of attention, which is good. We could use this to really destroy this big anti-Second Amendment push that's going on. The enemy's arrogance in saying that the communist Chinese, the biggest owners of the private Federal Reserve debt, are now influencing our movies, our television, buying up our media, ordering films to not be released or re-edited like Red Dawn, the new release. That was postponed by almost 2 years. And telling Obama, do whatever it takes. There's quotes here. Wage a war on the Second Amendment and use the massacre to get the guns. I mean, this is an authoritarian enemy, the number one threat to what's left of the U.S., according to the Pentagon, and I agree, that has been basically set up as a globalist command base to leverage out the U.S., deindustrialize us, and then bring this nation finally down to its knees. And the CFR and others have pushed it as the Chinese century, 21st century. It's not the Chinese century. It's the New World Order leveraging the Chinese people as a military and economic mercenary system, leverage that slave bloc against the rest of the world, bringing in slavery worldwide. And I'm going to break that down today. It's very, very important. And explain how the globalists are playing the U.S. and China off against each other. They want the nations to be degraded, the people to be poor. We have everything in common with the Chinese people and the Russian people and the people of Europe and the people of Latin America. It's the globalist using a worldwide corporate system of playing what's left of the nation states off against each other to bring in their world government. So I will be explaining some of that coming up. It's of the paramount importance. But first off, let me show you some Second Amendment news here that is just, again, absolutely off the charts. The Secret Service is here. Well, bring them in here. Bring them in here, or I need a live mic. Okay? I mean, if they want me, they can come in here. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the first time the Secret Service has been here. Just nobody talk to them. They got to come in here if they want to talk. Or they can go get a warrant or whatever they want. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying, the globalists are scared right now because they know that you're aware of their program. And New York governor, gun confiscation and forced buyback, an option. And they're saying, oh, it's no big deal. You have a right to guns. We're going to ban them and make you turn them in, but we'll pay you for them. So that's being announced. Cuomo in the New York Times. Our article breaking it down is on drudgereport.com. And here's the article. Cuomo says he'll outline gun proposals next month. The proposal is, yeah, we may just ban your guns and make you turn them in. Okay, so we've got that information. Also, we've now put out a petition at the White House, InfoWars.com has, to sign a petition to deport Piers Morgan for his attack on the Constitution. The Secret Service here? We'll bring him in here. Get him some chairs right here. Usually when they show up, we don't show video of it. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, but the Secret Service showed up. Until later, it's in the news or whatever, the FBI. Anyways, we're broadcasting live here. It's probably over some idiot on a message board or something. What do you guys need? Come on in. What do you need? Oh, I'm broadcasting live. If you hear what's going on, is it? Are you have questions for us or is it? Are you wanting? Are you the awesome? Well, I'm on the air. What am I mean? I'm on like 140 stations and XM ones, XM and everything. Well, the Secret Service is here, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Talk about radio cliffhangers here. Well, at least come in here and show the cameras you're here, Secret Service, so they'll say I'm not. Can I have the guy's card? Do that. Can I have the card, Rob? It's always nice to have a visit by the federal government. Oh, boy. Secret Service guys that come over here are always pretty nice. The FBI people, though, one time were asking me, what's that poster of Obama on the wall? And I'm like, what's it say? It's a film. Anyways, I got a lot of news to cover, obviously, here today. We're going to break in about 3 minutes, then I can go out and talk to the Secret Service. Can I have his card? See, that's why I'm saying, guys, we need to be able to wire in. Oh, wait, you have a camera out there. You guys have a camera. Rotate it over there. You've got a camera out there. Oh, he left? Okay, I'm not going to have time. Here's the deal. This is our longest break of the hour. It's 4 minutes long. By the time I go find him in the building, I'm going to have to get back on air, whatever the Secret Service is here for. There's never any end to any of this, I tell you. Well, I forgot we do have a camera mounted out there. Yeah, what we'll do is when we come back, we'll play the piece Rob Dew and Darren McBrain put together, the Federal Reserve's message to Americans on Christmas. So we'll come on a break, play the bumper, play that. They'll give me an extra minute. It's a really good piece they put together just yesterday in about 30 minutes. Very talented crew here. But again, Cuomo says he's pro-Second Amendment. That means you have a right to have all your guns taken New York City style. That's in what the Associated Press. We also have now Cuomo saying, hey, let's just ban everybody's guns and have them turn them in. We'll give you money. But at the same time, no one wants your guns. Remember, that's a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen, because Obama is a really, really nice person who's running all these predator drone attacks, killing people all over the world and signing the death orders. So we're going to go to break here in a moment. I get to find out what's going on with the Secret Service. You know, we could go out to break right here with a message from the Federal Reserve. Do you have that queued up? Let's go ahead and go out to break with that. Here it is, folks. Message,
and now, a special Christmas message from the Federal Reserve. This Christmas, the Federal Reserve would like to wish all of our slaves a very merry quantitative easing 4. Our current chair, Ben Bernanke, has perfected the art of giving money to foreign banks for many years, as seen in this rare home movie. Ben is currently giving these banks $85 billion per month. Excellent work, Ben. Once again, this is the Federal Reserve, wishing you and yours a very merry quantitative easing 4, and we hope to destroy your economy in the new year.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we even got it on video. I don't have any personal beef with the individual Secret Service people, but they left saying, we'll just come back with a subpoena and wouldn't tell us basically what it was about. Totally ridiculous. You guys just come back at 2 o'clock or you can waste your time and get a subpoena. We've had those before. I'm sure it's going to be, let me just guess, an idiot commenter. I bet money on planetinfowars.com or on infowars.com. And I've tried to tell you trolls this. If you go on there and threaten somebody, I don't know what it's about yet. I mean, I'm going to love it if they're here asking me about what I think about Obama as some intimidation. That is, lets me know I'm really starting to get to them. That could be it, too. You know, 4 years ago, they were here asking, well, what's this about the Obama deception? And that was in March, 3 days before it was supposed to come out. And I'm like, aren't you here about something else? Well, that was FBI. I'm sure it was routine because I just saw the whole bearing guy with a clipboard, the rest of it. So I'll try to find out what it is. Not a radio stunt, folks. I assure you the Secret Service was just standing right there at that door. I said, come on in. The guy just literally smiled at me, turned red, and left. He didn't really look mad, but some of the crew said he was a little mad. You guys ambushed me. No, I want to talk to Alex Jones. And they said, okay, he's in here on air. And he just didn't hear that or didn't. And then he was all kind of grumpy at Dude. Dude said, he was like, well, you ambushed me. And Dude's sitting there, barely got any sleep last night from the Christmas party, hair sticking up. And looks at him, Dude said, and went, you asked for Alex Jones. You didn't know he was on the radio. No, I don't know that. So, again, you can come over here at 2 o'clock for whatever it's about. Or, well, I mean, first he said, get off air. And then I can't just get off air to go talk to you. Of course, I think he may also then got upset and left when everybody pulled cameras on him. I think that's what irritated him. I mean, whatever, man. You got the NSA reading all our email illegally. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Quit acting like it's a big deal to be on camera. You got all us on camera and all the rest of it. Okay, folks, we're in the middle of 2012, so I guess we have marked December 21st, 2012, with something interesting, the Secret Service here at the office, and we are also marking 2012, and I feel like I'm being stabbed in the stomach with a bayonet right now, so that's an interesting thing. I hope I'm not getting the flu or something, but we are going to continue here on air today with all of the news. And you really should call your friends and your family and have them tune into the radio broadcast, whether you're listening on XM or AM and FM stations or the internet, Infowars.com, or watching video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. You should share your PrisonPlanet.tv passcode with family so they can tune in and see the video as well, because this is a pretty big deal, what's going on right now. I mean, to say that is really not even covering one-tenth of what we're facing. The New York governor says that they're looking at gun confiscation through a forced gun buyback. And they say, well, look, yeah, we're going to make you turn them in and we're going to pay you. And it looks like that's what Obama's task force is going to be calling for, because that's what Biden has called for in the past when he's not giving speeches. In fact, yesterday we had this clip. I never got to it. Kurt Nimmo's article on it was called Biden's Beretta, and it's a video clip of Biden 4 years ago on the campaign trail saying, we'll never come after your guns, I promise. It's ridiculous. You won't get my Beretta, which is an assault weapon, semi-auto, that's what they classify it as, and you'll never get my shotguns. Well, they want to ban most shotguns. Most of them are semi-auto. Now, the ATF officially saying they want to physically make you turn those in, ban gun show, private sales, giving your grandson a rifle, ban junior shooting groups. And then once everything's registered, then they confiscate them. And that's the path they follow in every country. And they are now saying, well, we'll just skip all that and we'll adverse possession. We'll just order you to turn those guns in. And then they can just, wait till you leave work. This is how it'll go, folks. If they ever pick me up and set me up, send me off to a FEMA camp or whatever, it'll be out on the highway. Yeah, because I'm as predictable as a Swiss watch, and they know that. Following you with your little GPS-tracked phones and all the rest of it. They just pull you over, say you resist, blow your head off. I mean, in Houston, they've got so many CIA on their police force. When they want to kill CIA in Houston, they've done this on the news. You've seen it. They just get the guy out of the car, pull the gun out, shoot him right in the head. Remember that Carney guy? And Wayne Madsen went down there and confirmed it was a hit. And they just, on the news, get the guy out of his car, stands there, put the gun to his head, kill him right in front of everybody. So, that's how they'll take me out. Or plant drugs on me or something like that, some of the stuff they ship in. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to break down exactly what's happening here on this planet. There is a global corporate crime syndicate above all the major nations of the world. They are taking over just a few final countries that the New World Order hasn't been able to destroy. They're taking them over militarily. Doesn't mean those countries are good either. They're usually run by crooks. Most governments, as history and our founders teach us, are run by crooks. And the more subservient the people, the more enslaved, the more crazy the elites get. Because criminals then compete with each other in the power structure, and so the very worst gets into control. If good people are involved in society, then you have a virtuous and successful and wealthy system. But then the children always become decadent, their children become corrupt and evil, their children become satanic, everything collapses. So there is the problem with a wealthy nation, is that we had so much freedom we became the wealthiest people in the world. 4% of the population, half the wealth. And now even though we're a shadow of our former selves, people have just incrementally learned how to carry a greater and greater weight on their back. And the globalists are getting ready to bring in total Agenda 21, double and triple our power prices, sign us on to unlimited trillions of dollars of foreign debt that's not ours. And having us armed is going to be incompatible with the getting rid of juries, getting rid of grand juries, doubling, tripling the prison population. We already have the biggest in the world, surveilling everyone openly, disappearing people forever that film the police. They already want life in prison in Illinois for filming the police. They want to be able to do full, you know, cavity searches on the side of the highway with their whole arm, not just their fingers. They want to fully, absolutely dominate you. That's the criminal instinct. When you know you've committed all these crimes and you know you're sitting on top of Tiger, you want to go ahead and get that tiger tied down so you can then go ahead and slit that tiger's throat. They've stolen the world through fraud. Now they see us as like weevils in the pantry that have gotten into the wheat or gotten into the grain. And we need to be exterminated. And so that's why they have this arrogant attitude where they talk to us like we're children. They talk to us from their fake authority, and we're supposed to just grovel and be in complete fear. And we now sing the song, The Creed of Slaves. Now, the general public's rebellious with their neighbors or their bosses or with themselves, but they're not rebellious with the establishment. They see uniforms. They see black armored vehicles. They see the body armor, the helicopters. It is a religious sacrament, an icon, a relic now to fall to your knees and worship and grovel in fear while saying you live in a free country. You're scared of the government and afraid they'll disappear you, but you're in a free government in a free country, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you warn people and say we're in grave danger. Of course, you know what the founders said. There is liberty when the government fears the people. There is tyranny when the people fear the government. And I always see emails and comments going, that's not the founders. That's V for Vendetta. No, no. That's art imitating life. The founders all said that over and over again. In fact, it's a Thomas Jefferson quote. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. You may have heard of him. One of our founders, one of our presidents, I believe one of the greatest intellectual minds of all time, from my perspective, because I've read his writings. I agree with him. I like him. I want to see a Thomas Jefferson-style world, not a 1984 Stalinistic world. That's what 1984 is based on, as a high-level British intelligence officer who also served as a frontline communist commissar in the Spanish Civil War, pre-World War II. He'd also served as an imperial police officer and a lot of other issues. That's why George Orwell, Eric Blair, was so uniquely suited to be able to really write about what a Soviet tyranny would look like in England. Well, that's why when you read 1984, so much of it is what we're now going into. You're like, man, how did he guess all this? He didn't guess it. He took what he learned and seen firsthand in India, in France, in Spain, in Russia, in England. All right, side issue. Let me document cam some of these articles here for you. New York gun confiscation and forced buyback an option. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and they're just putting out the trial balloon. Remember his daddy, we got him on videotape with David Rockefeller at Bilderberg in 06, says that the state of New York is serious about gun confiscation. The Democrat and former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development told the Albany radio station he plans to propose a package of draconian legislation during his State of the State address next month. Hey, guys, will you tell Kurt there's a typo right there, and this is Lincoln Drudge, just that right there. I meant to tell him about like 6 a.m. when this went up this morning, and I never forgot to tell him. I just got caught doing other things. It goes on. And then these are quotes out of the New York Times article. We'll just proofread this on air. I don't think legitimate sportsmen are going to say, I need an assault weapon to go hunting, Cuomo said. According to the New York Times, there is a balance here. I understand the rights of gun owners. I understand the rights of hunters. Cuomo indicated the state will likely force some kind of permit process on owners of semi-automatic assault weapons. Same thing they did in New York City, and then they just stopped issuing the permits to guns, period. In addition to generating revenue and expanding the size and reach of government, the effort will also allow the state to confiscate the weapons of citizens who do not comply. Confiscation could be an option. Mandatory sale to the state could be an option. Permitting could be an option. Keep your gun, but permit it. Yeah, and they want you to come in and register it. Then they confiscate it. It's like, we'll confiscate it if you don't register it. And then you're fool enough to come register it, and then they confiscate it. It follows the exact pattern throughout history. The Romans in what's Austria, what's Romania today, what's Switzerland today, what's Gaul, what was France, what is France today, Germania, what's Germany today, they would come in and say, because it took them hundreds of years to take the whole area over, it's the same story. They would have local scouts they'd hire who could interpret. They'd say, listen, completely give up, and we'll only kill all your men, and we'll let your women and children survive, we'll re-educate them. We'll put them in our households as slaves and make them Romans, basically, down the road. Or we're going to kill everyone. And then other times they'd say, well, just show up here and turn all your swords in, and then we won't kill you. And then a lot of times they would come turn their swords in, and they wouldn't a lot of times kill them right away. They would then basically say, okay, well, now you've got to go stay in this barracks, in the stockade area where we can observe you. And then they would kind of have like a re-education camp where they had their spies and agents in there figuring out who the troublemakers were. See, re-education camps, the Romans developed them, and they developed those out of some systems the Greeks used in occupied areas they occupied thousands of years ago. So re-education camps are very, very old. That's why all of this is done over and over and over again. And so they always tell you, oh, just come register the host. You can keep it after you pay a small fee and do a background check. And, well, I already did a background check to get these. Well, this is a new one where we decide if you can keep it. Just come on in with the guns and we won't SWAT team you. And then they're going to SWAT team people who don't come and register. They're going to go, well, we know you have guns because they're already registered with the NICS. They just want specifically what you got. So you bring them in so they can take them on the spot. And then they'll know you've got the guns. They'll just SWAT team you, put it on the news, maybe kill some people in a few houses to scare everyone. And the good old boys will all line up with their tails between their legs and come in and, here's my gun. The cops will be, all right, keeping our eye on you. Not going to give us any trouble about this. You understand we got to do this. And then they're all writing reports, quick reports, where they do it. Boxes are checked off, seemed angry, seemed upset. Seem friendly. Well, that's a sign you're a terrorist, and then now you're a terrorist. Even after you turn your guns in, you're always going to be a terrorist under Homeland Security. It was always for you. It was always for veterans, libertarians, conservatives. It was always for you. And see, now they're letting you know. They're saying it. You're in the Klan if you own a gun. You're a racist. You're a murderer. You're a terrorist. You're a bad man. And you're being taught how you're the bad man. So this article is up at Infowars.com, and in the State of the State address, he is set to say, any guns that aren't registered with us, we've got to authorize it now and then basically confiscate them from that point. And that is directly out of an article in the New York Times. Como says he'll outlaw gun proposal next month. And Nemo, who wrote this article at 4 a.m., did a great job. The reason I know is I got up at 5:30, went to Infowars.com. That's my problem. Even if I stay up till 1 in the morning, I get up at like 5:30. Turning into an old man. I get up earlier and earlier. I noticed Nemo had just posted an article at like 5:30 in the morning, and I called him. And he said, yeah, I couldn't sleep. And I said, wow, good find, because this was just buried in WGDJ AM. They have the audio up there. And buried in the New York Times, like a little footnote. Oh, there's a little proposal he's going to have. We're going to confiscate him and pay you back for him. Because the way he says it is, well, we could just confiscate them outright and pay for them, or maybe some people could keep them, but register, and then we'll confiscate them later. You know, it's no big deal. Okay, I want to get into communist China and break down what we're facing with them, but first, here's something that you can really send a message with. And to a great extent, it is symbolic, but it's very, very important. signed petition to deport Piers Morgan for his attack on the Constitution, also by Kurt Nemo. Infowars.com has posted a petition on the White House website calling for British citizen an enemy of the Constitution. Boy, that's putting it lightly. And the Bill of Rights, Piers Morgan, to be deported. And this is a guy that came out and said, I am a British supremacist. I have invaded you. I have dominated you. I have taken you over. In fact, Kurt's so nice, he didn't even add that in here. I think we should add why we're doing this. Where he says, I have invaded. I have taken you over. I will get your guns. The British are superior. We are retaking you over. I mean, again, this is to demoralize us, to just condition us. For the communist Chinese are saying, hey, we're going to take your guns. Russian TV is saying, take our guns. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was blown away when this happened to him when he was on RT a few days ago. Our globalist-run media, CNN, it's not really our media, MSNBC, it's also foreign. It's not really state-run media. You can say that to a certain extent. It's foreign government, foreign bank-directed. It's foreign-run media, foreign corporatist-run media. But also, our government is that, so it's running the media, so it is. We have an occupied government that then runs a state-run media. Okay, continuing here. Morgan, Democrats in Congress, the Obama administration are trying to outlaw all semiotic automatic weapons, firearms, and mischaracterizing as military weapons are full automatic. If Morgan and the Democrats in the Congress and the White House are successful, government will outlaw and eventually confiscate all semi-automatic firearms. Oh, they're not even stopping there. Obama said in his second debate, he said, oh, and handguns, too. See Melissa Melton's article on Morgan's treasonous behavior here, and Kurt does link to it. But people need to see the images of those tweets where he said, I will get your guns. I am dominating you. There's nothing you'll do. And again, he doesn't do that from a point of arrogance. You think he's arrogant. It's meant to break your will. It's like TSA sticking their hands down your pants or dragging your kid off to a private perv room or pulling your wife and daughter over and ramming their hands into them with no due process, no judge, no jury, no probable cause. And the state police saying, well, that's reasonable. We say it's reasonable. Reasonable says oath or affirmation with witnesses with a sworn out oath and the person's places and things to be searched. That's what's reasonable. Not, I'm going to have your wife bend over here on the side of the road. And the woman literally, pushes with force and the whole woman moves as she rams her hand into her. And then the woman had to go to the doctor. It hurt her. I mean, no kidding. It's just brutalizing us like animals. Total domination is the name of the game. Of course, you just tuned in. I'm talking about the state police now are saying it's going to be it's policy to ram their hands into your body. Okay, and we're not supposed to get upset about that because the country's so free. And the communist Chinese are the biggest owner of our debts, and they're now saying to Obama, you will get their guns. You will, I have quotes here, wage a war on your gun owners. This is a country with forced abortions at the Apple factories and suicide nets where they've aborted 50-plus million baby girls so they don't have enough women for their men. I mean, this is just the most authoritarian country in the world telling us what to do. Our petition calls for the feds to deport Morgan because he is engaged in treason. He is engaged in sedition. He is engaged in espionage. And great job, Kurt. But I think I'd like to add that he's not even a U.S. citizen, so it can't really be treason. Though I agree, it could still be called treason because he's here. But, I mean, it's espionage against the Republic. It's espionage. It is agitating in an attempted overthrow of our Bill of Rights and Constitution to deliver us into absolute despotism. Here is the petition text, but treason's good because the public will understand what that means. Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking the Second Amendment. And you can read the petition in very short and sweet at Infowars.com, link through to WhiteHouse.gov. And again, these petitions are there so the globalists can call for gun confiscations and things and claim that it has support for the people, but that's not the real context of what's going on here and what's happening here. We just use the petition process to get media attention to show how illegitimate these people are and make sure that they don't just use the petition system for themselves. So, again, that is all up at Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com right now. Sign petition to deport Piers Morgan for his attack on the Constitution. I didn't tweet that this morning. Paul Watson does stuff on my Twitter. It's real Alex Jones. But if we haven't, can we retweet that and ask people to go sign the petition? Let's get a few hundred thousand petitions in there to tell the redcoat usurper who's here declaring that we are his slaves. And he's declared he's here conquering us. Let's deport him to England, where he potentially could be facing criminal charges for phone hacking and other yellow journalism illegal activities in England. I mean, I know the globalists love you here. The bankers brought you here as a mercenary against our republic. And we obviously should be boycotting CNN. I mean, it is just an absolute anti-American organ of evil. Fareed Zarkaria, who also is a Bilderberg Group member and constantly calling for world government authoritarianism and to turn our guns in, he should leave our country immediately as well and go to North Korea, where I'm sure he can become a functionary in their government. He acts and behaves exactly like a literal incarnate demon. So that's some of that news. I want to come back after the break and get into the biggest news. The communist Chinese, along with the Russians and other foreign media like CNN, it's not just state-run, are calling for our guns to be taken and for an all-out assault on gun owners. And, of course, we have the Weatherman hearings where they said they plan to bring in the communist Chinese.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On this 21st day of December 2012, and if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you may notice that I have a globe here. a modern world map globe of our planet that was supposed to end today because it was 2012, another mainstream media hyped operation. Now, I have an article here at Infowars.com. It's also up at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side, next to an image of the president bowing to the communist Chinese president. Communist Chinese government calls for Americans to be disarmed. Their official government outlet said that a war should be waged to get our guns. They use the term war, that no matter what the political cost, we must be disarmed. Now, you have to understand, communist China was taken over by the colonial powers hundreds of years ago. Then the colonial powers defended China against the Japanese and their brutal attacks during World War II. And then in 1949, the CIA actually put Mao Zedong into power. That's now been declassified. The John Birch Society, you know, was saying that back in the 50s and 60s and being laughed at from their sources. But it was all true. They have the sources. So China is teamed up with the globalists, not the United States. OK, the United States is just another vassal state of the corporatists who establish a world government of laws through the UN and through the nations, but they are exempt from it. The corporations are like the Vatican and the City of London within London, the corporate structure. And Israel is its own exempt kind of city state where it says it's not according to anybody's laws. This is the globalist model where these mega corporations have these zones and areas like Switzerland, again, that's exempt and sovereign. But no one else can be sovereign. You understand? China is not sovereign. The United States is not sovereign. Russia is not sovereign to a great extent. These globalist oligarch groups come in. Now, China and their 1.3 billion people, they have been used to leverage out the jobs here in the U.S. where no one can compete with forced abortions and suicide nets at the factories working for 5 cents an hour. Not even our prisoners for 25 cents an hour. Okay, and so that drives down the wages worldwide to reverse development and to reverse a better standard of living. They want to lower the standard. Okay, and so now China, we're told, is the biggest owner of our debt that the Federal Reserve has manipulated us into. And so what's happening is we're going into globalism now with the UN treaty with Russia, China, India, all these other countries calling for us to be disarmed in the treaty. And now that treaty's coming up. So now we're told by Piers Morgan, from the country we got away from, that ran its own global empire, but it wasn't the country, it was the City of London in London that ran that empire, out of the first country they conquered, England, which they then conquered Scotland and Ireland with. Then they conquered most of Europe financially and militarily and through economics the rest of the world. The United States was a colony of these people and broke away from it. But now we're going back under it. That's what globalism is. And we've been maneuvered to be told China is our biggest owner. And that we owe all this money to them. So now the authoritarians and all the foreigners, including RT, is now calling for our guns to be taken on Russia today. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is outraged by that and speaking out against it. And so am I. So you got Russian state-run media, Chinese state-run media, and some of this going into the U.S. lobbying for our guns to be taken because they can't have a world government if the U.S. and Switzerland is allowed to have guns, but everybody else has to turn theirs in. This is a global government.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
waging war on corruption.